This first prayer request is for Garrett Snyder, who's having surgery this morning at 10:30. And then we also want to continue to pray for L.C. Price. He's made a lot of progress with all of his health issues, but he still has a ways to go. And this is what Anna put out this morning. And I'm just going to read this because there's so much that's been going on. And she says, we're having some setbacks, but just know that overall we are way ahead of where we were. Yesterday they removed the dialysis leads, and this was actually written yesterday, so that would have been Tuesday. They removed those leads, so we're done with that. He's had that horrible neck IV removed also. Can you imagine one in your neck? Anyway, he's developed a clot in his left leg, and I understand yesterday that they had gotten that under control, just from word from one of his friends. He's back on heparin and started him on Coumadin blood thinners. He has an exterior pacemaker that they have been turning down slowly and lowering his blood pressure medication. But his blood pressure, my phone, just went south, of course. Now it's gone to another place. So just if you want to see all the information about what's going on with LC, go to Anna Price's Facebook page, and you'll see it there. He's been through a lot. He's been in ICU since August 8th, so that's almost 20 days. And so that in itself has been very difficult for LC, who's a mover and a goer and a doer. I can't even imagine. So just remember LC in your prayers. And then we want to pray for the family of Abel Garcia, who went to his final resting place this week. So here you go, Ernie.
Okay. I just feel like this is how I need to pray for all this. Dear Heavenly Father, all these individuals that were brought to us on this prayer request, Father, you know all their situations. You know what is happening within them, Lord. We're just asking you, Lord, to release your power of healing, your power of peace, your power of grace on these situations, Father. For those, Father, that are dealing with multiple issues, Lord, we know that you can do all things, Father. And we're asking you, Lord, to just bring your healing powers upon these individuals, Father. Bring your peace upon their families. I keep getting grace and your grace for the situation, Father. We ask for a miraculous recovery for these individuals. And I just keep it in your peace, Father, your peace on this situation. Father, we pray for the individual that had passed away, Lord. Well, we just know that he just got a promotion. And we know that he's in a better place, in a better location. And we know love abounds there, Father. And we are grateful and thankful that that is where this individual is, Lord. And we just ask, Father, for all these people and all their families and all their friends, Father, that your grace and mercy be poured out upon them. May your peace be all over them. Strengthen them. Give them the endurance that they need through this time. Patience and healing, Father. And we ask all this in your beloved Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, PVM Church, located at 616 North Locust Avenue. They are one of our sponsors. And here's a memo, an invitation from PVM Church. Come join us for free hot dogs, chips, and drinks. We will have drawings from Rib Crib, Clinton Water Zoo, and more. Free hot dog outreach Saturday, August 27th from 11 to 2, located at 2222 West 3rd Street here in Elk City. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. They are one of our sponsors. Refuge Church, located at 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. They are in the New Liberty Church. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. We all have guidelines that we live by. These guidelines are protective. They're essential to a truly productive life. They not only give you increase on the outside, they bring you security on the inside. When the guidelines are established is important. You don't want to establish them in the journey, but before you begin, how you start will be an indicator of where you will end.
Bardice and Ford was recently awarded the Ford President's Award for the fifth time. We want to thank our customers as we celebrate this prestigious award. We love what we do, and you're the reason we're the number one auto dealer of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle.
They're loyal to me, and I'm loyal to them. For us at PK & Company, we always buy our vehicles at Barbara Dyson Ford, now and forever.
All of us here at Hutchinson Oil love the people and the trucks we get at Barbara Dyson.
I buy all my family vehicles as well as my company vehicles for Smith Ag from Barbara Dyson.
Come experience the difference at Barbara Dyson Ford and check us out at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more. They just make you more. Grants Auction Realty, 580-225-0269. Or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com. Let us.
It's not time for lettuce, y'all. We ain't done. Brother Ernie, would you like to share information about our home church?
Yeah. We both, me and my sister Monica here, we go to Living Waters Church in Burns Flat, Oklahoma, and it's on Webb Street. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out where that's at. It's on the south side of Burns Flat. It is next to the football field, the high school football field. We'd love you guys to come and join us. We have praise and worship on Sunday at 9 o'clock. I got to make sure the time's right. Yep. 9 o'clock, and then we have our actual church service at 10 o'clock. We do have a praise and worship day or evening that we have at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, and we do Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock also. So if you could show up, that would be great, and we'd be blessed to have you. Our arms are open. We love anybody that comes walking through the door. We don't care how you look, how you dress, and how you speak. As long as you're there to get some loving from the Lord and get a good word and just be loved on, this is the place for you to come.
We just want to love on you with the Lord's love.
Yes.
Love you. Love you back to life.
Love you back to life.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Ernie is our guest. His title for today is forgiveness. Back to you, brother.
All right. So we're going to continue on. This one here. This one here is. There you go. I was like.
You're going to get in trouble.
I am.
And I'm going to laugh.
Yeah. This one is it okay to feel angry and want justice for the person we need to forgive? And this question presents another reason to pray for the person we need to forgive. We can pray and ask God to deal with the injustice. We can trust God to judge the person's life, and then we ought to leave that prayer at the altar. We no longer have to carry the anger. Although it's normal for us to feel angry towards sin or injustice, it is not our job to judge the other person in their sin. And this is the scripture that they give to go with it. And it says, this is in Luke 3:37 in the NIV. It says, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Straightforward. Couldn't get any more simple than that. But the key of it here is what they're talking about is praying for that situation. We're not supposed to be reactive to something that happens. A lot of people will look at when you don't react in anger or any form of physical attributes that you're weak, that you are, you know, or sissy or whatever, how they ever want to look at it. But the point of it is you're being Jesus-like in the situation, and you're going to take whatever that is, and you're going to take it to your prayer closet. You can take it somewhere where you and the Lord can get together and hammer this out. And as soon as you take, like I've been saying, as soon as you take it and you drop it off at the feet of Jesus, that's where it stays. You get back up and you carry on your day. And again, if it's still something you're feeling in your heart, that you have this bitterness, you have this anger still going on, keep every day, any moment you get a chance, when it pops up in your mind, bring it to the foot of Jesus. Let him deal with it, because he's going to keep telling you, just leave it here. Leave it. Just leave it. And when you get up and you start going, he's all, why'd you pick it up? I'm here to deal with that for you. Just leave it there. Leave it there. That's what he's telling you to do. So when you get that process through your mind and in your spirit, that you just, when you come to prayer, you say, Lord, you know, this is what the situation is, I leave it here at your feet. Make a conscious effort that you're leaving it there. And when you stand up, turn around and walk away from that situation, you're going to be uplifted, and all that's going to be behind you. But that is if you don't go, no, I need that. I need to take it with me, because I want to feel this way today. I want to have pity. I want somebody to just, you know, look at me and go, oh, I'm so sorry for you. You know, no, you take it and you lay it down, you know. And if you're doing that, the opposite side, you need to pray a little bit more, because you need to start working on that side of you. If you're picking up that what you want forgiven situation and picking it up and carrying it and walking around with it, you need to pray more on that. So yeah, just again, keep praying on the situation and keep praying in whatever comes your way. And another one is here. So we must, why must we forgive? The best reason to forgive is simple. Jesus commanded us to forgive. We learn from Scripture in context to forgiveness. That if we don't forgive, neither will we be forgiven. And then the reference that they give through the Bible is Matthew 6, 14, 16 in the NIV. And it says, If you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So, I mean, it's I don't want to say it's like a catch-22, but it's the thing that you need to remember is, if you have things in your life that you've done and you're asking God to forgive, but you're not turning around and drawing that forgiveness off of anyone else, anything that you've done, even if it's a small little thing that you've done, like maybe you grabbed a candy off the shelf and said, oh, no one's going to miss it, you will not be forgiven for that. So anytime you are sitting in prayer and you're asking for, one of the main things you need to ask in your prayer is forgiveness of anything that you did, whatever situation. And I'm trying to reflect on when I pray, I ask the Lord to forgive those that sin against him, the kingdom of heaven, and myself. Because, you know, that's a full function, because we're all, if you're walking in the Lord, that's all that is interconnected to you, because you are part of the kingdom. You know, you are part of all the things that people, you know, you see it on a daily basis, where people have such an anger and bitterness towards Christ and the church and, you know, believers, you know, but we need to forgive them. And just to be brought to my mind, what the Spirit just brought to me was when Christ was hanging on the cross, you know. At that moment, he could have just, you know, spewed out something towards these people. But what he did is he looked around and he's looking up at God and said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that is the truth of our situation, is we need to forgive people, because sometimes they just don't understand why they're doing. And if you're walking with the Lord, you know that we're not dealing with flesh and blood. This is all a spiritual battle that's happening and that's going on. So you need to be able to be in a position to sit and give that forgiveness and drop it down right there. Like I said, I'm keep saying it, drop it down at the foot of Jesus and just let it go. But that is why we must forgive, because the Lord forgives us in our situations. And if we don't release that forgiveness, we'll always anything that happens with us will never change from that point. So always be in a position of forgiving somebody. And then it says, we also forgive so that our prayers will not be hindered. I just already talked about that. And when you stand praying, if you hold in, and this is Mark 11, 25 in the NIV, another reference that they give. And it says, as we stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you forgive your sins. So those are two good scriptures to understand that, you know, you must forgive so you can be forgiven for your sins. And so here we are. In a summary, we forgive out of obedience to the Lord. It is our choice, a decision we make. However, as we do our part forgiving, we discover the command to forgive is in its place for our own good, for our own good, and we receive the reward of our forgiveness, which is spiritual freedom. And so the end result is when you finally go ahead and go through the process of forgiving, no matter what the situation is going to be, when you've put that out there and you've brought it to the Lord and you set it down. And again, like I was saying earlier with you guys, this is something that's been on my heart for the last 2 months. And today was the day that I was like, okay, well, the last 2 weeks, you know, it's just the forgiveness that my hope is that whoever is listening today live is taking this and receiving it and going to utilize it in their life. But I know also too, because we are recorded, there'll be other people through time that will watch this and get ministered by this word. And so I'm being obedient to the Lord and bringing this out to you. But that the thing that I know that has to happen in every one of our lives, especially if we're Christians, we need to walk in forgiveness all the time. We need to be in a position of forgiveness all the time, because especially if we're dealing with people in the world that don't understand the process of how our walk is, and they are so entwined in their world, we're always going to run into those situations where people have something against us one way or the other. I mean, we're, as Christians, we're targets, you know, and so, you know, when people find this out and they are not walking in Christ, they're going to try to attack us in one form or another. So we got to be prepared to be able to be in a position to forgive that individual. Because again, like Jesus said, they don't know what they're doing. You know, they don't understand the process of what's happening, what's going on. But if you do, honestly, truthfully, if you have in your heart any of these things that we talked about, any things that we brought out, you need to get alone with the Lord. You need to sit down and really take and reflect. How important is that anger? How important is that bitterness? How is that helping me be a better person in the long run? How is it helping others that are around me? You know, you got to take that whole the idea of forgiveness into the full context of your life. Because it's like it was saying on that one individual that did that quote. You know, it's a tumor that's hanging around your neck. You know, it's a sickness. It's a disease that's on you, and until that you get the cure, which is forgiveness through Jesus Christ, until you get that, you're going to have that through your life. And trust me, this also is going to affect your physical life. It'll manifest into your body, where you'll actually get real sicknesses and real diseases that you cannot get rid of, because why? You're holding something in yourself that is it's evil. In a form, if you want to put it that way. Mm-hmm. And again, we're talking about, this is a spiritual plane that we're fighting in. So that spirit has got a hold of you in such a way that he can now bring upon you any kind of sicknesses, any kind of diseases. Your life, he could bring destruction. He could bring devastation. It opens all these portholes and doors into your life that can devastate you. So I'm trying to hammer this down really hard for you guys. I'm trying to hit the nail on the head, because I mean, even all of us here right now, we every day are walking in that forgiveness. There are things that we have with people that we have to forgive, because however devastating that situation is, and every one of us have different levels of what that is, even yourself. So again, I ask you and I pray that you take it to the Lord and release that off of you. And then my hope and my prayer is that when you start doing that and you start having that happen, that in your life, a great manifestation of the Spirit of the Lord fall upon you, and you start seeing the fruit of what I'm talking about happening in your lives where things are starting to open up now, where you were having struggle this way or that way, or these things were just like you couldn't get this done or whatever the things are. Because the Lord is looking for us to be obedient to his commandments. And when we start doing that, when we truly start holding on to that and taking what he's got in his word and start utilizing that in our life, we're going to start seeing things being released off of us. It's like layers of an onion just being peeled back off of you. And you start seeing the blessings of the Lord pouring upon you because you are being obedient to him. Things that you've been wanting to have happen in your life, things that you've been wanting to have happen in your family's lives, you know, just in any situation that you've been looking at, it's just been a struggle, it's been hard. Well, this is one of the areas where the enemy will keep all those blessings away from you. And when this opens to you, I pray in any form or manner that you can, bring that word to us. We want to see that the Lord has taken, that you have taken this word that the Lord has given you, and that it's helped change your direction of how you perceive and see your life. So anyways, I just thought I'd bring all this to you guys and that it would fill your hearts. I know it's filled mine when I was reading through this the last few days. And I've taken even some of it for myself and really enveloped it into my walk with the Lord. So I pray that those that are out there that are hearing this, that are getting this, that you receive it and you take it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, this really speaks to me because I've been through some stuff and I had a lot of anger, hurt. I had hurt that turned to anger that turned to bitterness.
Yes.
And I was, when I got back into church and started really made the decision, this is, you know, and I was sitting there one day spending time with the Lord, you know, just praying and asking him, you know, that stuff. And told him I didn't know if I could truly forgive. And he told me, because, I mean, I was really pouring my heart out to him, how I felt. And everything, you know, all of it. And he told me, he said, you know, and he didn't say it in an ugly way. It was the sweetest voice,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
He said, you know, baby, you know, child, it doesn't matter what you think or how you feel. What does truly, truly matter is how I feel. And what I want and what I desire.
Right.
And I desire to forgive. Therefore, I need you to release forgiveness.
Yeah.
And what truly matters is I desire a right relationship with all my children.
Right.
And if you were created and you're on this earth, you're mine.
Right.
And I desire a right relationship. And I crumbled when I heard that. And I just began to ask him to help me release forgiveness. Help me. And then he told me, he said, I want you to start praying for them individuals.
Yep. Yeah.
And I want you, every time you think of them, every time the enemy brings and dangles that in front of you, I want you to speak my blessings. Bless them.
Yeah.
In my son's name.
Yeah.
And so, with putting that into practice, the Rhema word that I received into practice, I can now, instead of reacting in a situation or a circumstance, I can respond
right.
Properly.
Right.
Because the old way was not a good way.
Right, no.
But now that I can... And every time it dangles in front of me or every time it pops up, it's like, I forgave that. That's not mine. Jesus, that's at your feet.
Right.
And then I ask him again, help me, Lord. Help me continue to release forgiveness. Every time it's dangled in my face and the enemy brings it to my face. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my face.
Yeah.
And tries to get me to pick it back up and take it to heart.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, I ain't having that no more. That's not mine. That hurt and anger and unforgiveness, it ain't mine.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, that's a perfect example of how you are to look at a situation that's at hand on you, and the way that you described how you walked it through, how you got to where you did to a point of forgiveness, is a great example for anyone to take and utilize, because it's a beautiful way of expressing. It's all about the Lord, mm-hmm. You know. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me, and laying it down. Even though every once in a while the enemy will bring mm-hmm. it back to you, you knew enough to like nope. And you mm-hmm. lay it back down, and you just. But that's the point. That's a process. It's everything's a process. What we go through, mm-hmm. especially if we've had hard experiences in that area of forgiveness, mm-hmm. Because there will be days where you will wake up and all those thoughts will come rushing right back into you, and it's like, you know, got to take it back to the altar, drop it back mm-hmm. at His feet, do it until that's you are no longer carrying that burden anymore. And that's, like I said, that's a beautiful example.
And you go to my church, you've seen me come in a few times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would you like to pray to end this out, brother?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this beautiful program that you have you've built, Father, this ministry that has been brought out, Lord. I pray and hope that every word that comes across this space ministers to individuals out there that are going through a walk or have not even had a developed a relationship with you, Father, but has given some form of an example to help them find that light to you, Father. You've sent us out, Father, to bring in and harvest the wheat, harvest the field, Father. And as you called us upon to do that, Father, we every one of us here do that for you, Lord, with enthusiasm, because there's no greater. And I know in heaven they celebrate, Father, when another soul is brought to Christ. And we celebrate when we see another soul brought to Christ. Even if they're the souls that we don't even know, Father, we just know that's just another one brought out of the darkness and brought into the light, Father. So we just thank you for the word that you have brought to us, Father. We thank you for the individuals that are receiving it, Father, and those that the new hearts that are going to change around with this, Father. And we just thank you, Father, for the day, for the peace, for the joy, for the love that you offer to us on a daily basis, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness for us and what we do, Father. And as we strive and move through our days of trying to be more Jesus-like, Father, we just give you praise and we give you glory that you've seen us before the dawn of time and brought us into this point in time, Father, to help minister and bring your word to those that are out there that are lost, Father. We just thank you for all this in Jesus' sweet, beautiful name. Amen.
Amen. You know something, while you were praying, the Lord put this on my spirit. The enemy had me so tricked by the world standard and by the enemies. I had every right. I had the right.
Yeah.
I believed it. I believed I had the right to be so angry and unforgiving toward a couple people
right.
in my life, over my life. That was the biggest lie from the enemy, from the pit of hell.
Yep.
I may have, by the world standards, had the right, But I'm trying to be a better person. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be more Christ-like. Therefore, I can't stand with that. I have to put my God, His character, above all else. And my God is love.
Yep.
He is the living God that loves.
Yes.
And desires right relationships with all people,
yes.
His children.
Yes.
So I had to wrestle with that in my head for, you know.
Right.
It was a wrestling match for a minute. But God, when He spoke those sweet words, I love all.
Yeah.
And I desire a right relationship with all. Not some.
Yep.
All. That just, that got me, man. That got me, brother.
That's beautiful because, I mean, that's like you said, people, they need to hear that because that's what this is all about. Forgiveness is one of the greatest sicknesses that we carry in this world, mm-hmm. you know. And, yeah, I agree with you.
Y'all have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and I am going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful birthday lady, Miss Neva Pyatt, and from my brother in Christ, Ernie Hergon. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.